Huna has been talking about forming a borough for 30 years. City Administrator Dennis Gray says this is the community's third attempt, but the first time they filed a petition with the local boundary commission. That's the body that reviews municipal borders.
I've been involved in all three efforts personally, so this is pretty exciting for us to get this far.
The petition incorporates traditional lands used by the Huna-Tlingit clans that once occupied Glacier Bay before moving to Huna, which is now the largest Tlingit community in Southeast. Gray says they want to be able to better fund education in the Huna City School District.
We don't have anything besides core classes. Essentially, we don't have a lot of electives for our students, and so we're trying to offer more, you know, width and breadth of education for our students that are offered to students in Juneau or anywhere else in Southeast that are larger.
But Gray says they have no interest in collecting property taxes or enforcing building codes on anyone outside the city limits. That should come as a relief to property owners in Funter Bay on Admiralty Island. Gordon Harrison has owned a cabin on the north shore of the bay for more than 25 years. He and other cabin owners vigorously opposed being annexed by Juneau in 2017.
We were very skeptical that they would provide us with any kind of meaningful service. And I guess the one service that nobody really is crazy about over there is, building codes and that sort of thing.
Ultimately, Juneau left Funter Bay out of its petition to annex land on Admiralty Island. But Huna's petition includes Funter Bay and land to the north. Harrison says he and his neighbors will wait to see what happens with that petition before they speak up.
Well, I guess it may come down to the lesser of two evils, but we're not at that point yet. We're just sort of watching and seeing what's going to happen.
That leaves the piece of land that both Juneau and Huna have laid claim to, the Mansfield Peninsula on Admiralty Island. Both communities say they hope to meet to negotiate a compromise. Juneau's annexation petition was submitted earlier this year, so it's farther along in the review process than Huna's. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt says he wishes Huna the best as they work to form a borough.
Certainly having a Juneau borough has given our citizens great opportunity to work on and control our destiny and have local control over our issues.
Meanwhile, Juneau's annexation petition continues to draw controversy. Residents of Angoon have protested the inclusion of land on Admiralty Island that includes the Kutznuwu Wilderness. Angoon Mayor Joshua Bowen says he plans to bring up Huna's petition at a city council meeting this week, but he personally sees no issue with that proposal. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.